I'm Zoe Ammer from LASA, and I'm delighted to be joined by Richard Piper, who's CEO of Roald Dahl's Marvellous Children's Charity. Richard, this evening on the panel, you were talking about your top tip for communicating impact and also why impact measurement isn't always helpful. So I was wondering if you could just say a little bit briefly about both of those points.
Great, thank you. Yeah, I had a great time, great panel, really good debate. And I suppose my point about communicating impact, my top tip there, is don't leave thinking about communication to the end of the process. So if you're much clearer, first of all, what you're trying to achieve, secondly, think about what it is you're trying to communicate and to whom. So for example, stakeholders that you're going to try and communicate your impact to would include your staff, your volunteers, your beneficiaries, of course, your trustees, and then externally, donors, but also potentially partners. So firstly, think about who those are, which ones matter to you, and then think, what do they want to know, and how do they want to hear it? Do they like graphs? Do they like stories? Do they like surveys? Do they like data? Do they like percentages? And think creatively about how you're going to communicate. Often, impact gets called impact reporting. Thinking more broadly about impact communication, I think, broadens your thinking out so you can create the right information for the right people and hopefully persuade them to continue supporting you or being engaged in you. Your second question was about why impact measurement isn't always helpful. I think it often is helpful, but there are cases where measurement is actually used as an excuse or something that we're doing to kind of divert us away from what are really tough decisions. Take the decision about whether we should work to prevent homelessness or whether we should actually help people now, not just people who are, maybe struggling a little bit in bed and breakfast accommodation, awful though that is for many families, but maybe let's take it to the extremes. Let's take it to the situation of a man on the street who's on borderline hypothermia, who may be about to die tonight. There's nobody, I don't believe, with any heart, who would say that we don't deal with that situation now, even if the cost-benefit measurements or the social return on investment shows that actually preventing homelessness is the right thing to do. In reality, charities always have choices between trying to prevent things happening or dealing with the consequences of things that have already gone wrong. And I think we need to accept that both always need to be done. We need to be working on both of those, and measurement really isn't a solution to that decision.
That's great. Thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you.